Freedom or free stuff. You only get to choose one. Call 888-673-1450. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Even with skewed death reporting, which we know is going on all over the place, this is a very serious virus. But so was the H1N1, the swine flu of 2009, which claimed the lives of 500,000 people. So was the Hong Kong flu of 1968, which claimed the lives of up to 4 million people. Flu is a nasty business. Now, do you remember these previous epidemics, pandemics? Probably not. Why? Because the media didn't freak us out over those. The country wasn't shut down. Healthy people were not quarantined. Schools weren't closed. Church services weren't canceled. Why not? Because COVID is a thoroughly politicized virus. And we're getting conflicting recommendations from the experts that get just a little more absurd every week.
Doctor, your colleague, Dr. Fauci, has suggested recently that goggles would work even better or in addition to. You're talking about masks. People have come around to the reality of that. Are we going to look at more demands based on what Dr. Fauci has said?
Well, I've seen really great face shields, and I've seen them around the country. You know, I've been out to 14 states. The administration sent me out, and I've gotten to see a lot of exciting face masks out there.
Yeah, very exciting. Welcome. So exciting. I get to see all the masks as I told everybody to wear one, and they're doing it. They're not even asking why. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening. Welcome, Chicago, Missouri, everywhere, all around. And, of course, all around the globe right now, listening live as well. I welcome you. I welcome Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm a little concerned.
Just a little.
Just a little concerned.
Why?
I can't decide whether I want to wear a face shield, goggles with a mask, or get COVID.
I want COVID.
Me too.
I mean, I'd rather have a cold for a week than have to stuff a mask on my face endlessly wherever I go and act in fear. At this point, I'd rather have a little virus. Oh, wait a minute. I did in January. It was fine. I got over it in a week.
But people are going to look good in those goggles.
They really are. Yeah. I think the goggles rule. I think people should wear them.
Have you seen any yet?
I haven't, but I've been holding my breath. I'm waiting.
I've seen two people in goggles.
Really?
Yep. I'm not exaggerating.
Wow. Two people in goggles.
Yep.
Wow. I actually hope they give me two vaccines. I don't want one. I want two. They have me so wound up in fear. I just want to make sure I'm extra, extra, extra awesome and careful. Anyway, and if I could wear two masks, I would.
You probably want two Kamala Harrises as vice president.
Can you believe Biden picked Kamala?
Not hardly.
I can't. And when you said to me, they're just literally trying to throw this thing. They really are trying to throw this. They have to be because she's so unpopular. She's such a nitwit. I can't even. Could you get a bigger nitwit to fill that role?
According to everything that's on the news right now, her big claim to fame is that she was Bo Biden's friend. They were AGs together.
But they weren't together. They're in different states.
Yeah, she was in California and he was in Delaware.
So how'd they get together? Oh.
3,000 miles apart.
Wow. That's kind of a weird admission. Mm-hmm. How were they? Oh, okay.
They were great friends.
They were super friends. Well, maybe all those China visits. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they went off to China together. Who knows? Well, welcome to the show. And he did. He actually picked Kamala. There were articles that came out that said there's no way he would ever pick her in a million years. She either has dirt on him. She knows where some bodies are buried. I think Susan Rice knows where more bodies are buried. But for some reason, they went with Kamala. They talk about impeachment insurance. Maybe this duo would never make it to presidency. We know that, right? Like, it's not going to happen. There's no way this could happen. There's no way you'd get enough people on board for both of them. Two nitwits? There's no way. I was actually thinking he was going to get somebody a little more credible because he's such a nitwit. I thought, well, he can't have two nitwits. Nope, I was wrong. Two nitwits.
I have to tell you, though.
What's
I'm
up?
Not- Everything I'm reading is talking about that Biden has picked her.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen anything yet that said she accepted.
Ooh.
I haven't seen a word that says she's actually accepted. They're going to make a statement tomorrow.
Yeah, she's chomping at the bit. She doesn't have anything else in her life. What else does she have?
Well, a whole bunch of black guys told her she'd be better off being the Attorney General of the United States.
Yeah, and that would even be horrific. So she's got a lot of ghosts haunting her political past. She is no legislative accomplishments to speak of, not even in the worst way, which we see so many of them, like Pelosi and everybody else. Nothing. Dismal record as a career prosecutor. She really doesn't have anything in her corner to speak of. There's nothing about her. Except, you're right, maybe being friends with Beau Biden?
That's it.
Is that all she's got?
That's a very emotional thing with him.
Yes.
With Joe. The poor son.
I know, but that's about all they have. And the other two likely candidates, you knew it would never be Bernie. You knew it would never be Warren. Obviously not Susan Rice.
What about the gal from Georgia, the governor
of
Georgia?
Yes, he was going to possibly pick her, but no.
Stacey Abrams?
Stacey Abrams.
I'd have to pick her over Kamala.
Wow. Well, Saturday Night Live does a great rendition of Kamala. They talk, and she honestly doesn't. She doesn't have anything going for her. There's nothing about her. She's like Jell-O. You know, she's like Jell-O. She's probably got
the unflavored Jell-O.
The unflavored Jell-O. Gelatin. She's probably got it's horse hooves and binder. I don't know. That's Kamala.
Her own father doesn't like her.
Wow. She's San Francisco District Attorney 15 years ago. She's an interesting one. But she could hardly put... Anyway, the two of them together can't even put a sentence together. So this is going to be super fun to watch. I have a feeling that this is going to provide more entertainment than it will ever be anything serious coming up. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I agree with you 100%, Kate, but Kamala is not a nitwit. She is evil and unscrupulous, has no morals, and she's really intelligent to get to where she's got. But she's certainly not a nitwit. She's someone that we've got to be very wary of.
Well, all right. I'm not going to disagree with you. She's definitely made her way up the the circuit for a reason. So I will agree with you there. It's just when she speaks, I think nitwit. But yes, she's very calculating. A calculating nitwit. Yes, very calculating.
Yeah, she's one of the devil's minions. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's
interesting. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, she's no morals, no scruples, no principles. Biden doesn't have them either. They're both, he's liar of the century. I mean, all he could do is lie. And
well, I know from the news in the last few days that her old shack up, Willie, is going to be upset with her if she accepts this.
Yeah. That guy that she messed around with for a long time.
Yeah.
Her her sugar daddy.
Yeah. I think he would be proud. She's made it all the way to president. Yeah.
If I can't imagine that liberals would be happy with that, with this combo.
She's going to be their president.
They're definitely. Well, it was like, who could be the biggest puppet?
That has to seal the election for
it
the
really
president.
Does. It really
because
does.
Because you have to look at this like Kamala Harris is going to be the 47th president of the United States.
Yeah, because he's already said, last long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he'll be taken out. It's true, though. It's very, very true. And I wonder if people are paying attention to that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'm kind of half excited to see the Kamala Harris thing because I haven't seen it yet, but if you watch the World Wrestling Federation way, way back, they used to have a character named Kamala the Ugandan Headhunter, and I just want to see the comparison to that because he was this big. Anyway, I'm excited for that, but I think that Joe is, probably not Joe making the decision, but somebody making the decision for Joe. Probably this is a good thing because this is going to, if they get through, she would be the first female president of the United States. She also would be another African-American president of the United States, and it solidifies a block of African-American and feminist things that find Joe a little creepy.
Right.
And so from a strategic standpoint, it kind of makes sense because we all know that within a year, Joe will either be dead or he'll be removed by the 25th Amendment.
Right. Yes, so, yes.
You know, what do you, so it's a smart move on their part.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Appreciate the weigh-in. Yeah.
I do want to correct the caller on one thing. It was Kamala the Ugandan giant, not Headhunter. Kamala the Ugandan giant was the wrestler.
Oh. You know, I was talking to a CIA friend of mine, and they were saying how many of these situations are definitely picked for them. They're never their choice. And even when it comes to the Faucis and the Birxes, they're always chosen for. Mm-hmm. There's a group that chooses these people, and there's not always the say that you think there is. Washington is a swamp for a reason, and those positions are put in and very hard to get rid of.
And those people that pick them, most of them don't even live in the United States.
Yeah, the VP. You're right on the money there. The VPs specifically, too, are chosen for them. They're not their choice ever.
Yeah, Biden had nothing to do with
Reagan this. Never wanted Bush. Are you kidding? I mean, think about all the picks in history. They were never the duo.
Nope.
Yeah, I wonder. I'm sure that this audience knows that. I think a lot of people out in America don't know that that they are picked.
Yeah, I can't imagine JFK picking.
No, he would not have picked Lyndon Johnson. No. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. It's impeachment insurance. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hey,
Hi there. Hi there. You got 30
Just
seconds.
Okay, I think they picked Kamala for Joe because they knew that Joe is so racist that he will not go after her in a sexual way, number one. And number two, I think that they are trying to send some type of message like, look, we really will have law and order because she used to be a prosecutor or
gosh,
something. That's the only thing I can think of.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate the weigh-in. Yeah, very interesting.
Well, it's logical, but...
Yeah. It's, but it's not. I mean, look at the two of them together.
Right.
Yeah, no principles, no nothing, no understanding of the Constitution whatsoever, no nothing. There's nothing there. It's air. It's jello. It's gelatin. It's gelatin. And so they're trying to throw this thing. That's the only explanation is they're trying to throw this race. Nothing else makes sense on this one.
Unless we find out that she's taking classes in Mandarin.
Well, I'm sure Joe Biden did, so
yeah,
there you go.
No, did
a lot of business over there getting some cash from China. Same with Biden Sr. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I think this is what the caller was talking about. More barracuda under the nitwit. Yes, Biden chose Kamala. Yep, what a ticket. I can't even imagine being in that party and actually being excited about that. But you know. My specific party had a candidate named Romney, and nobody was very excited about that either. So along the same lines, I mean, it's very, very interesting how all these people on the right and the left are picked with no principles, no anything, and shoved up into the, they're easily manipulated is what it is. They're easily manipulated. They get into these roles because oftentimes they have dirt on them or they can tell them what to think and tell them what to say. That's just basically how it works.
The caller that called in about Kamala, the Ugandan giant.
Yes.
That was his wrestling name, but his name was Harris, too.
Oh,
so
interesting.
He could have called himself Kamala Harris, the Ugandan giant.
Please, there'd be so many great clips we could use from that. Oh, gosh.
It was James Harris.
Yes, that's true. Wow. So they're calling us murderers now, not just killers, but murderers. I guess that's with intent now, if you don't wear a mask. There's no evidence of people dying around you, but they have gone that far now in the press to call you a murderer. So I just wanted to make sure you knew about that. And I also, when I came into the show today, when we came in to the show this hour, we actually played the clip from Michael J. Matt from The Remnant. And this was an interesting, interesting clip. And I'd actually like to play the whole clip for you, if you don't mind. This is all the world economic leaders weighing in and telling you what this year was going to mean for them. So they met in January at the Davos summit, and these were all of the your favorite globalists all got together, and this is what they had to say about you and about this so-called, I don't even know what you call it, reset that they actually wanted to have happen. So here you go.
You're talking.
Well, actually, I wanted to kind of pick it up right here. Okay, so I played the first part for you coming in, and here you go. Here's the rest of it.
Face masks that come from the bottom up, and I think that's really, I think people, the American people are innovative. Those are actually pretty easy and straight.
I actually played it at the wrong part.
No one's really interested in decorations. I want to know whether face shields or goggles is something we're going to hear next.
So this
isn't even funny. I'm so glad to see the guys from Fox over there are openly mocking this woman. I mean, people are losing their jobs.
They're mocking Burks.
They're losing their homes. They're losing their mental health over this. Their kids aren't going back to school. They can't go to church. And this delusional woman with the scarves thinks that we're going to get a kick out of decorating our face shields? This is day 170, I think, of the 15 days to slow the spread, Dr. Burks. Do you have any idea of what the hell you're talking about?
Nope.
Because it changes all the time. No wonder nobody takes these people seriously anymore. And so here's the thing, friends. We need to get very serious about it. We need to have a serious conversation about it. Here at The Remnant, we've been saying since March, since the outset of this thing, but it was never the virus that's the problem. It's the political exploitation of the pandemic, the COVID pandemic.
Yes, he is exactly right. And here are the Davos world globalists to tell you what exactly they're going to be doing to you.
Here now is a historical moment, a time not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path.
What is it that would make it so that history would look at this crisis as the great opportunity for reset?
The Great Reset is a welcome recognition that this human tragedy must be a wake-up call.
The world's problems fit on three sides of a triangle. It's one versus many, man versus nature, and the unfortunate foundation is long-term versus short-term.
Any recovery stimulus should have green conditions attached to it.
We have to change our economy dramatically in the next 20 or 30 years, and the next 10 years is absolutely decisive.
The recovery has to be greener than any of the previous recoveries.
And then we need to couple that with new initiatives to equip more people with the digital skills they'll need.
We have to live up to the expectations which we have created, and we will do so.
Okay, here's a couple
more.
Those
are his words. The world must act jointly and swiftly, says Mr. Schwab.
Yes.
To, quote, revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country, from the United States to China, must participate, and every industry, from oil and gas to tech, must be transformed, end quote.
Yeah. Scary.
I was very impressed with most of the way in which they talked.
Schwab, yes, the head of the World Economic Forum. So let me go with the obvious here. Let me play just a few more quotes for you.
Movers and shakers.
Wait, not right there. Hold on. Here we go. Let me just play this for you.
Again, in a greener and more sustainable and more inclusive way, then we will end up having more and more pandemics and more disasters from ever accelerating global warming and climate change. So this is the one moment, as you've all been saying, when we have to make as much progress as we can.
Oh, that was Prince Charles. Yes.
As much progress as we can.
And let me tell you the two conversations going on in the world right now. Let's just be very direct. If you're a peasant or citizen of any country, what is your conversation about? Health, right? Am I right? Everyone's wearing the mask for health. Everybody's afraid of health.
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's afraid of getting sick. What is the conversation that these people are having? Is it about health?
Not hardly.
No. It's about reset. It's about how to capture again the ultimate goal of getting back on the climate change track that we got off of. And here's Soros to top it all off, talking about Trump. This was 2 years ago.
I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world that will disappear in 2020.
What if I told
you? Ooh. Trump administration is a danger to the world and will disappear in 2020. I just wanted to let all of you know there are two very distinct conversations going on. We're down here on this low level talking about masks and how to decorate them, a courtesy of Deborah Birx and Fauci, and they have us all talking about goggles and masks, which will translate into vaccine. And then they're having a conversation about currency reset and getting back on climate change sustainability paths. And this is what they talked about in January of 2020. It wasn't about health. It wasn't about anything because they knew the numbers were going to be a sham. They took the coronavirus because it was the easiest one, as we listened to yesterday, right? Anyone listened to that yesterday? You can get the podcast. It's in a short, too. You can pick up right on katedallyradio.com. But they're not even talking about, they're not talking about COVID or masks or anything. They're all talking about something completely different. Yep. And I just wanted to shine a light on that today. I think it's important for us to realize that, you know, it's like you're trying to figure out, you and your husband are having a conversation about the future and your kids are squabbling over crayons. That's really what we're in right now. What are we going to do?
I'm just going to relax for the next 15 years, maybe, maybe 20.
Just going to chill.
And then I'm going to go my
way.
You're
going to paint birdhouses and walk in nature by yourself and social distance.
I won't be by myself. Oh. My wife won't follow those rules. She'll be with me.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. That was every world leader weighing in on that, by the way, on that clip that you heard. And they were all, that's what their whole concern is about, is how to reset us so that we don't notice what's going on.
Yeah.
And we're all thinking election and masks and goggles. Perfect.
I think they'll keep us all just a little bit above the poverty level, though.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they want to keep us happy.
Well, I mean, there's nothing like good old communism to bring us together.
Yeah.
I mean, when we're all equal with nothing, that is unifying. I got to give them props for that. It's unifying. We'll all stand in line for stuff together. Imports and exports will be stopped, and people will still be squabbling about the mask and virtue signaling. Mm-hmm. So there's always that.
And be afraid to speak the truth.
Yeah. Let's talk, speaking of truth, George Floyd video.
George Floyd video.
That came out, right, in its entirety?
Personal officer's cam of the entire incident from the time they knocked on the door window of his vehicle. He was resisting right from the start.
Mm-hmm.
He was extremely paranoid right from the start. They never abused him. They never wrestled him. They gently tried to coax him out of the car. They did get a little foul with their language once in a while with the F word. But overall, they gradually, it took some time. They got him out of his car. He was on something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he was doing okay until they tried to put him in the other vehicle, handcuffed.
Mm.
And then he started fighting. He actually said, let me lay down on the ground in the video. You hear him say, let me lay down on the ground. I don't want to get in the car. I have claustrophobia. Let me lay down on the ground. And so you see all this. You don't see the police doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They do nothing wrong. Now, we, of course, originally saw this officer with his knee on the guy's neck.
Mm-hmm.
But the autopsies have shown that he died of a heart attack. Not damage to his neck, not asphyxiation from a knee on his neck. That he died of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually, if you watch the video, you can almost see when he started having the heart attack. He was extremely paranoid, didn't want to get into the vehicle, was getting more and more anxious. And then he started saying, I'm having trouble breathing. I can't breathe. They weren't even touching him when he started saying he couldn't breathe. So that's when the heart attack started.
Interesting.
And then it took from that point, it took about probably 6 minutes for the heart attack to kill him.
If it did.
Well, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
It really looked like it was a heart attack.
They sure shoved him in the ambulance pretty quick without ever trying to revive him. So there are questions. So many holes in that story. But it is interesting that that video came out because it makes it look like the media was absolutely deceptive in trying to show people a different photo, picture.
And it causes a problem because based on that video, they would have a really hard time convicting any of these police officers of murder, for sure.
Right.
But of any real crime
I could see. Isn't it interesting they haven't talked about that?
No.
Nothing has come out about prosecuting or anything like that. It's kind of strange.
That's because they don't want to see the whole city of Chicago burn, the whole city of Milwaukee burn, Los Angeles, Seattle.
Right.
You know.
Yes, because now the people have been trained into the deceptive part of the narrative, right? At least part of it. Yeah. You knew something was up, right? But I think there's even more layers to that because there are so many holes in the narrative, like you do. But interesting. Interesting how deceptive the media is, too. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So glad you're with us today, listening. Go to the website, get the podcast of the live show, and you can hit listen live as well. Listen on your favorite radio station. Let them know about us and give them a call so that they can have the show live in their area as well. Welcome back. KateDalyRadio.com is the website, and make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. It really is a fantastic supplement, one that I take. I love it, and I really do think you need this in your cupboard. You need this in your body. And when I say cupboard, I mean order some extra because right now you can get this quickly. And let me just tell you, it can help your immunity with all those fruits and vegetables, 31 of them to be exact, every single day. You're going to do your body good and you're going to notice some differences. Give it about 2 weeks and you're going to start noticing some really really wonderful differences in hair and skin and sleeping and everything else because those things become outward, you know, outward things according to what's going on inside your body. Getting a supplement like this with a fiber drink that they have with this is just truly helping people all over the world. So, and I have a feeling you'll probably want to be one of those testimonials because of the effects of this. It's pretty awesome. Go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping, which is totally amazing. Do it right now. And you can even try it out. It's guaranteed. Let me show you the intellectual capacity, shall we, of Kamala. This is Kamala telling us about her favorite songs. Here you go.
Push It by Salt and Pepper, because it was a real hit song when I was there. Favorite song from my childhood, Young, Gifted, and Black by Aretha Franklin. A song that makes me think of my birthplace, Oakland, Anything by Too Short. Too Short! A song by one of my favorite rappers from California would be Humble by Kendrick Lamar. I work out in the morning, every morning, and folks wanted to know a song I listen to while working out. I don't. I watch Morning Joe.
Oh, that explains a lot.
A presidential song for anyone. One Nation Under a Groove, by Funkadelic. One nation under a groove, getting down just for the funk of it. Can I get it on the... Wow! I hope you guys enjoyed my mood mix.
Wow. Just... VP?
That's a great video.
Yeah.
I just noticed there's another headline up.
What's that?
And I think, I don't know if it was intentionally worded this way, but the headline says, Biden taps Kamala Harris as running mate.
I have no words. Yeah, the headlines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonder what her hair smells like. Anyway, I'm sure Biden knows. Jeez. Miss Funkadelic and Nation Under a Groove.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's about the size of it. That's Kamala for you. You know, we're in this state in America of complete strange and weirdness. And there's absolutely no question in my mind as to how we got here. And it's been carefully played for a very, very long time, mind you. So keeping that in mind, of course. But I played for you the reel of the globalists, right? The globalists weighing in. Now I want to, and they're telling you exactly what they're all about. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't hold anything back. It's a reset. It has nothing to do with COVID. COVID was the vehicle they've used and played everybody in America over to get you thinking you're going to kill each other. Let's listen to Ed Griffin, who I've had on the show numerous times, but this takes us back early on, or more early on in his career, into 1969, where he is going to show you how effectively certain groups have tried to do what they're doing. This is beautiful. You ready for this? This is Ed Griffin. He is the author of The Creature of Jekyll Island, which is all about the Federal Reserve, enacting the Federal Reserve. All right. Well-laid plans. Here we go.
I think ought to be in every home library. It's entitled Color, Communism, and Common Sense by Manning Johnson. Manning Johnson was a Negro, and he was also...
Well, I'm trying to play it. Here we go.
...a member of the Communist Party. He joined the party as a young man because he honestly believed that the communists were trying to improve the conditions of his people. He was a dedicated communist. But after many years, Manning Johnson finally came to the realization that the communists weren't the least bit interested in improving the conditions of the Negro people.
This was back in 69, if you're wondering, when this clip came about. Here we go. I am trying to get there. Here we go. And it's not playing. Because, you know, this is how stuff goes when you're when you're live. I'm hoping it'll start playing here. Because it's a great video, and it kind of outlines exactly what the communists tried to do early on and what they had envisioned and how they wanted to turn America inside out. And the Rockefeller Foundation has been a huge part of this. The states right now are doing compacts with the Rockefeller Foundation. And so people need to know that. They need to know where all this is coming from. And this is definitely well-laid plans. This video from 1969 was spelling it out back then. They were trying to wake people up back then. Ed Griffin was. And now he visits the show. He's almost in his 90s and saying the same exact things. It's kind of amazing. But so true when we really look at... We're on the same exact path. People all along the path have tried to tell us, you know, this is what's going on. This is where we're at. What are we going to do? And we wanted to stay oblivious. And now that we're in the throes of this and, you know, Davos happens and all of a sudden all your globalists are on board with this story. Now we're definitely in this world of hurt to try and figure out how to get out of it. Can we get out of it? I don't know if we even can at this point. I don't know. I'm trying. We're trying. But I'm not sure.
As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. we must not be led into placing the blame for the riots, the civil disorders, on the Negro people of our nation. Even those few who are promoting hatred and violence in the black communities are not themselves the cause. They're merely being used by forces far bigger than they are to promote the violent phase of the revolution in America, hoping to avoid further violence and bloodshed. The public is to be pressured into accepting measures that will move the country gradually and legally toward communism, but without calling it that. Yep. The strategy of the proletarian revolution calls for the quiet conversion of our government into a communist regime, but under the banner of socialism. The new program of the Communist Party.
This is Kamala and Biden, all the rest.
This to say, the term socialism describes but the first stage of a new society that in its full development is called communism. Socialism is a transitional stage. The building of socialism is the communist revolution in America. It represents the process whereby our country can be moved gradually toward communism without the people even being aware of it. They have one and only one solution for all problems: more government, more government, and then more and more until it's total government. Total government is communism. We must not be fooled into thinking that the causes of our civil turmoil are such things as poverty, poor housing, lack of education, and similar social or economic factors. As a matter of fact, most of today's self-styled revolutionaries, black and white, come from good homes, could earn better than average incomes if they wanted to work. And in fact, they're products of some of the finest institutions of higher learning. We mustn't resort to violence either as a means of furthering political or social goals. And we must do everything humanly possible to discourage others from doing so. We must support our local police. Nothing can be quite so damaging to police morale and efficiency as converting every arrest into a trial of the policeman instead of the criminal. Now, in passing, ladies and gentlemen, you may have wondered why the Communist Party has been a staunch supporter of the drive to place a black studies curriculum into our high schools and colleges. Well, the reason becomes obvious the minute you take a look at the textbooks and the study guides. Under the guise of academic balance, these courses have become a brilliant device for conditioning young people to accept still one more part of the total program for revolution. We must discover the identity of those individuals, both above and below, who consciously are furthering the communist program for revolution, and then remove them from their positions of trust and leadership.
Yeah, great stuff. Mm-hmm. Coming from Ed Griffin, 1969.
Wow.
Yeah, 50 years ago, and just right on the money. He always has been right on the money. Yep. Calling
more
it out.
More so than ever today.
I know it. Yeah, I had him on the show, what, April? Yeah. So because we've been moving in this direction for a very long time, I think sometimes we look for the representation of knowing what's coming rather than being able to identify, like he said, it would never be called such and such. It would never be called communism. Mm-hmm. They deliver it in so many ways. And we're, I think, kind of stuck. It reminds me a little bit of, say, like the Mark on the Beast debate. People are expecting that in a certain way, but I have a feeling it will come in other ways that we're not expecting. It's always the unexpected. It's always the thing that we're not ready to see. We always kind of have it in our minds. Well, when this comes along, this is my line in the sand, right? When this happens, this is my line. I'll know what it is. But I don't think we do know what it is. I think that we get kind of lambasted from the side, if you will, because it's always under the guise of something else. And I think that's what we need to be the most aware of. And I was having that conversation, you know, if you're a scripture reader, you know what I'm saying when I say Mark of the Beast, right? Because mm-hmm. you kind of have in your mind what that's going to look like. And you've already probably decided, okay, I'm not going to do that. But how many marks are there? How many ways are there to deliver that? If you're not wearing a mask, can you go into the store right now? Can you shop right now? Can you buy and sell right now? Mm. Do you see how many, in so many ways, it's curtailed by doing exactly what they want you to do? There's a lot of different kinds of marks, just like there's a lot of different kinds of sliding ways to slide in communism. Didn't Biden get endorsed by the Communist Party?
Yes.
Yeah. What a great visual, oh my gosh, moment for America.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about it?
A presidential candidate from a major party in the United States of America.
Endorsed.
And he's endorsed by the Communist Party.
Consistently meeting with China, consistently on board. Like Kissinger said, you cannot be in that position unless you are ready to protect China's interests. And one of the reasons that Trump has so much blowback right now is because he was trying not to work in their interest, right? Because Henry Kissinger, I can't believe that guy's not dead yet. How old is he? Like 130? I mean,
at least.
Anyway, he's still on the scene, all 4'9" of him, and he is still the vetting. When we talk about the monsters of our society, Henry Kissinger is in the top five on the list. And still coordinating, as they have since the 70s, really since the 70s, coordinated our alliance with China. And so I guess we should not be surprised at all when we see the Communist Party endorsing Biden. But we should all find that horrific to our American citizenship, but we're not. And I love what Ed Griffin had to say. He was right on the money, and appreciate him and all of his efforts and his life's work, because he really has tried to warn people. I think people just didn't want to think that America would be subject to a coup, that America would be subject to take over by these nut jobs, that America would withstand this. The only way we're going to withstand it is us, the people, standing up. Because we can't look for government to combat government. It's not going to happen. It's just not. There's too many of these people in government right now. There's just too many of them. Right?
Yep. There is a bunch of them.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. KateDalyRadio.com for the podcast, the sponsors, the co-hosts, Uncle Milty, all kinds of stuff on the website you can go to, and the COVID letters that you can print out. Be right back on the show. Don't go anywhere.